When I wrote the poem Tomorrow, it was an evening that I remember I was devastated because I knew that my marriage was over. Now, how many of you have been in that predicament? You know, one thing that my father used to say is the only thing that's consistent in life is that there's going to be change. And man, I knew that there was going to be a change in my life, and I didn't know how to handle it. I mean, I was a failure at my marriage, of all things. And I cried and cried all day. And here it was time for me to go to sleep. And I was just still devastated. I knew I was sleepy, but I didn't want to wake up in that same pain. I didn't want to feel it anymore. Not as bad as I was feeling it on this particular day. And I remember reading in a book once where it said, sometimes we look at the fantasy of what we want our relationships to be instead of looking at the reality of what they are. And so I started talking to God and I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to get through this. I know I'm going to get through this, but I can't do it without your help. What about tomorrow? What am I going to do about tomorrow? Am I going to wake up with that same pain? And he began to give me words, and the words were dropped into my spirit so perfectly. And I got a pencil and a piece of paper, and I start writing them down. And it was a conversation that I was actually having with God. Now, unlike a lot of my other pieces of poetry, when I get finished with it, I go back and I polish it up. There were no eraser marks on this paper. And I recorded it just like I heard it, just like I wrote it. And so what you're going to be listening to is Tomorrow, the poem Tomorrow. And I will tell you this, God has blessed me. He has been true to his word, because today I am married to the most amazing man ever. And we just had celebrated our 9th year anniversary. So today I am living my tomorrow. Enjoy it.